A conference on international food aid is set to begin Monday in Kansas City. This is a top UN official is predicting a new era of hunger. Recently, over 30 countries have been hit with riots or violent protests, all because of the rising cost of food. Michelle Miller has more.
In Haiti this week, riot police turned their guns on the nation's hungry. Looting and violence that claimed the life of a UN peacekeeper capped 3 days of unrest by those who can no longer afford to eat. A food crisis with deadly consequences is spreading across the globe. The hardest hit so far are those living in the third world, on the razor's edge of poverty in places like Egypt, Bangladesh, and Zimbabwe.
While many are worrying about filling their gas tanks, many others around the world are struggling to fill their stomachs.
What we are seeing is a perfect storm.
The World Food Program blames soaring food prices on a convergence of rising energy costs, natural disasters linked to climate change, and competition for grain used to make biofuels like ethanol. Worldwide, food prices have risen 40% since mid-2007, and close to 40 countries are facing food emergencies. With a billion people living on less than a dollar a day, the absolute minimum for survival, the crisis is beginning to threaten political stability.
A hungry man is an angry man, and I think that's what all the governments are grappling with.
The UN reports unrest in 33 countries, 20 of which have imposed some sort of food price controls. After Haiti's president cut the price of rice by 15% today, its Senate dismissed the country's prime minister.
In many developing countries, the poor spend up to 75% of their income on food. When prices of basic foods rise, it hits hard.
In some first world countries, too. At this food bank in New York City, caseworkers say shrinking supplies can't keep pace with a client base that's doubled in 2 years.
The World Food Program says it's facing a $500 million shortfall in funding this year, and the problem is still growing. Michelle Miller, CBS News, New York.